For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. After 2 days of talks in North Korea, but none with Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says talks were productive, but North Korea called the talks regrettable and accused the United States of making unilateral demands for denuclearization. Pompeo says talks will resume as soon as next week on repatriating U.S. service member remains from the Korean War.
There will be discussions between the folks responsible for the repatriation of remains. Will take place at the border, and that process will begin to develop over the days that follow.
The North Korean statement said the unilateral demands on complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization that might rattle their willingness for denuclearization that had been firm. President Donald Trump plans to announce his pick for the Supreme Court Monday. All four finalists are said to be white, middle-aged federal appeals court judges with reliably conservative legal records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
House Speaker Paul Ryan campaigned for State Senator Leah Vukmir yesterday in Milwaukee. She's facing Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The stakes could not be any higher. And thank God we have Leah running for us, representing us for the United States Senate.
Ryan says wages are up and unemployment in Wisconsin is under 3%. A legal tug of war continues over children separated from their migrant families. The Trump administration is now asking for more time to reunite children with their parents, with the federal court's strict timelines to act. In Connecticut, Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy on Friday blasted the administration's treatment of asylum-seeking families.
I hope they don't have any mirrors in their house, because how do you look at yourself knowing the damage that you have already wrought?
As of last night, a judge is giving the Trump administration 24 hours to give the court the names of the children under five and exactly where their parents are. Mazda is recalling about 79 million vehicles by the end of next year. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Gusty winds fan wildfires as portions of California struggles through a scorching heat wave. USA's Wendy King reports.
Currently, as many as 10 major fires are ravaging landscapes and threatening homes and structures. The largest, known as the County Fire, scorched more than 88,000 acres.
We still have a lot of open line out there. The firefighters are making great progress, but there's a lot of work still to be done.
And while thousands of firefighters are working around the clock, the high winds and extreme heat could complicate their efforts. At least one death has been reported so far. As for the heat wave, meteorologist Barry Pierce says it got really hot in Las Vegas.
We reached 112 officially here in Las Vegas. Death Valley was 121, so pretty toasty for this time of year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Law enforcement deaths are up 7% compared to this time in 2017. Stephen Greninger is with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
That 7% increase is a little bit alarming and something we want to keep an eye on, but not too far out of line with what we've seen at the midway point in years past.
Firearms-related deaths in the line of duty are up 24%. The first running of the bulls took place today in Pamplona, Spain. A 20-year-old Canadian was injured and a 38-year-old Spaniard was gored. One other man was also injured. A dozen bulls entered the bull ring after running down the narrow cobbled streets. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.